Good morning. Let me get all my pieces set up here. My prayer today is that being late and getting home last night, I don't fall asleep in my own sermon. If I start nodding off, y'all just help me. Thank you, Sadie and Paul, for your scripture reading and signing. Thank you, everyone who has served this morning. What a gift it is to be together as a church family to worship. Yes, I say that especially because of all that we went through yesterday. It's good to be home. It's good to be back here together. Thank you to everyone who helped us get back home yesterday. Well, this past week, as you heard, about 25 teenagers, young adults, and adults from Mennonite churches in Parkview and Harrisonburg and Zion, we drove 13 hours to Barre, Vermont, and we drove 18 hours home to love our neighbors who were impacted by two floods. The blisters on our hands and the bruises on our legs, they will fade away. But what we got to participate in will last. I want you to picture where you live right now. And if where you live is a one-story building, I want you to picture it as two stories. So take your bedroom and your bathroom and put them on the first floor and put everything else on the second floor. Picture that. Do you have it in mind? I want you to picture all of your furniture that would be on the first floor, your bed, your dresser, maybe a rug or carpet, your artwork, maybe some mementos, maybe a to-do list on a bedside table. Have that all in mind. You wake up on July 10 and the whole town is abuzz. A celebration has been planned for today to say that you made it. It's the one-year anniversary of the flood, and all of the neighbors are coming together to celebrate. You are still here. You are still together in community. Festivities are planned. Everyone is excited and ready to celebrate. And then it starts to rain. And rain. And as the rain comes down the mountain, a tree breaks off and comes sliding down in the river down the mountain. And it gets stuck when it gets to a bridge. And all of the trash and debris that has been flowing down the river is now backing up very quickly behind this tree. And so the water that is meant to flow down the river now goes around on both sides of the banks, which means it might have caused more destruction than the flood a year ago. Now, in front of your house, a manhole cover in the street flies up in the air because of the pressure of the water below. Water and sewage begin to flood into the street. The dirty water eventually submerges your car. Our home gets hit from both sides as the river, just a few feet behind your house, is rising. It overflows its banks. Water seeps into your home. Your daughter and granddaughter are taken out by canoe, and your husband will not leave the house. Your graduation ceremony was supposed to be in a few days, and now everything is in turmoil again. Your daughter and your granddaughters, they move to California because their bedroom on the first floor is unlivable. You are considering moving to another country and leaving your husband and giving up on your marriage. Days after the flood, people come in and tell you that everything that touched the water has to be removed because mold will grow on it. Out goes your furniture, out go your mementos, out goes your hope. This is the story of Georgina and Numa and their family. And I want to show you a picture of Georgina showing us the watermark. It's about 2 feet up, and that first, she's on the first floor, and that first floor is about 2 feet off the ground. And next, I want to show you a picture of the car that was submerged right there. Georgina and Numa live in Montpelier, Vermont, the capital, close to downtown. And in the slideshow that we'll show later, there will be a picture of a store window. And in front of the store window is a mailbox that's almost completely submerged. In another picture close to the MDS site where we stayed in Barrie, Vermont, if you look at the blinds in the window, you can tell how high the water line came up by the change in the color. The lumber yard that we visited every morning to get supplies lost $1.4 billion in damage. That doesn't include all of the things that were inside, which were insured. It includes the things that were outside that floated away or were ruined. This is the hat that was given to me on the last day. I didn't own a hat prior to the trip, and we needed one on the last day because we were gonna be sanding, we did, sand the ceiling, and they wanted to protect our eyes. So we went to the lumber yard. Mia didn't have a hat either, and we walk in, and I asked where the hats were. And he said, "How many do you need?" I said, 2. He said, "Blue, red, or camo?" I chose blue. The man behind the counter goes back to the back room, and he comes out with 2 hats and a smile on his face. "How much do I owe you?" "Nothing." He'd seen the MDS logo on our crew leader's hat. And because of the work that other people had done before us, the hat was free. This was typical treatment for us. We had one afternoon off for free time, and some of us walked around downtown Montpelier. People saw our MDS shirts, our Mennonite disaster shirts, and they thanked us for coming. At the ice cream shop, a woman asked what group we were with, and when I told her, she clutched her heart and she said, "Thank you for coming here." Some of our groups were given food and homemade pottery by the homeowners who had almost nothing. I want to show you another picture of our MDS work site. This was formerly, there's Sadie and Georgina. Georgina had just given us some popcorn. This is our MDS work site. It was formerly a school and a church. And each morning around 6:15, we were making our lunches. We were checking the board for our assignments that day. This board's a little hard to see, but it's got our names and our assignments and our crew leaders and where our lunch boxes go and all of the details that we needed to know for the day. And after breakfast and devotions, we loaded up our trucks with tools from the trailer that you can see here. Right there. Our groups mucked out basements, which is a back-breaking job, and I heard no complaints. We learned carpentry skills like installing drywall, installation, mudding, building stairs, flooring, and plumbing. I now have a deep respect for people who do this for a living. It is hard work. And our teenagers and our young adults showed up. Each night after dinner, we sat around and we shared reports from our different sites. And at the end of the week, one of the adults who rarely talked, and actually he's from Broadway, He stood up and he shared, "These youth have restored my hope." We all got to see their integrity, their compassion, and their perseverance. Christ in you, like our passage talks about. I saw Christ in Thomas, who stood up to share devotion, saying, "I'm only 17. I don't have great stories to share, and so I will share other people's stories." And then he amazed us at the depth of his understanding and his call to see Christ in others. I saw Christ in Sadie when she stayed to unload the trucks after a long day of work when she didn't have to. I saw Christ in Kate when she was gracious to someone who others were judging. I saw Christ in Rex, our crew leader, whose patience in teaching me to use a driver was extraordinary. I saw Christ in Herb, our project director, in his earnest questions about God and faith. I saw Christ in Emily, who was in the kitchen preparing delicious breakfast and meals for us by 5:30 and barely stopped working until 8 p.m. I saw Christ in the Mormon people who bring supper to the work site every Thursday night so that Emily and her team can get a break. I heard about Christ in the story of the conservative Old Order Mennonite group and the progressive Mennonite group that shared this same work site a few weeks prior. How would they ever get along? And by the middle of the week, they were laughing and crying together. I heard about Christ in the MDS volunteers who came to Vermont from Virginia, and as the water started flooding their own homes and communities, they stayed in Vermont to serve instead of going back home. I saw Christ in Georgina's generosity to us. MDS is much more than disaster relief. MDS makes a family of people. Yesterday, when our bus broke down in Bethlehem, and the youth and young adults started creating new song lyrics to Christmas songs that fit our situations, I saw Christ in all the people who worked hard to get us home. Chris, who had just gotten home from a week of service and was working hard to get caught up on work, came and drove us several hours along with Luke. Angela and Ben opened their home and their lives to our group like we were all longtime friends. Staggering hospitality at a moment's notice. And then came Kevin and Paul, driving 5 hours late into the night to bring us home. It is humbling to receive such gifts of grace. And I have a special story about seeing Christ in Tristan, but we will have to come back to that. First, I have to tell you how I saw Christ at work in you. Maybe you didn't realize it, but in a sense, you are on this trip as well. Every other year, because of the giving that you put in the offering, Zion is able to send our youth on service trips. Zion is so committed to the impact of these service trips that we have for our youth that we plan for it as part of our financial mission. I got to see transformation with my own eyes and experienced it with my own heart. We went from knowing that we are called to serve and share to experiencing the small difference that our efforts make for others. Zion's commitment to our youth and to service through these trips got me wondering, what would happen if we made it in our financial mission for everyone to go on service trips together? We'd need 15 people from Zion willing to go. It's not convenient to go. We didn't get as much sleep as usual. We had sandwiches every day for lunch. We did without some things, and we gained much more. We gained experiences of Christ in our midst. One of the beautiful characteristics of Zion that we tend to brush under the rug as though it's not important is the generosity of people here. Generosity of time in serving the church and one another in our community and in our world, serving in our vacations, serving in our free time, serving in our finances that support the ministry here. It's one of the ways I see Christ in you. Without your prayers and funding for this trip, Sadie, Kate, and I would not have had these formative experiences. Thank you. Numa, Georgina, Emily, Judy, Sandra, Richard, Monica, Emmanuel, Benjamin, Donna, and their families, all thank you for your generosity. These are all homeowners and people that Sadie, Kate, and I supported this past week. Now, I said I would tell you a story about seeing Christ in Tristan. Somebody pray me through this that I will not just weep the whole way through. Tristan is a member of the youth group at Parkview. And so is Thomas, who I asked to tell me a little bit about what was wrong with Terry's house. And he said, it would be quicker to tell you all the things that were right about it. There was no foundation, except for in the oldest part of the house. She had a 3 to 4 degree slope in her house, which means you had to walk uphill to get to her kitchen. The stairs and the front porch were so bad that Terry used a couple of cinder blocks to get in her home, and she walks with a cane. They tore out everything in the bathroom, everything. They put new flooring in the hall and new stairs to the front door. They plumbed her kitchen so she doesn't have to use a bucket under her kitchen sink anymore. She has working plumbing now, and here is why this matters. Normally, Terry would have been told to move away from her home, and her house would be demolished. Her home was that bad. But Terry has cancer and has only a few years to live. And so MDS decided they would make her home, at her request, they would make her home livable for 5 to 10 years that she needs. On Thursday, Terry started feeling worse. She spent most of the day in bed. She had medicine that she needed to help her feel better, but she couldn't take it because the medicine required her to have a bathroom. The team had been working hard all week, but there had been various setbacks, and Terry's health continued to decline as the day wore on. Now, normally Thursday afternoons are the day when MDS groups get a break. They get the afternoon off to go and explore the local area or go swimming. And instead of joining everyone else, Tristan and two adults in his group kept working until Terry had the plumbing that she needed, a bathroom with proper plumbing. We saw Christ that day. Friday rolled around, and the team went back out to Terry's, and she had taken her meds and was feeling much better. Christ in you, Zion. You were a part of making that happen. During our song of response, Neil will share a slideshow of pictures from our trip, and I encourage you to talk with Sadie, Kate, and I about our experiences. I want to close with one last brief story from our trip and a closing thought. Most days at Numa's and Georgina's, we took our lunch breaks on the roof of the house. But on Thursday, the river directly behind the house had receded, and John, a neighbor, had scraped the mud off the steps so that we could sit there to eat. Georgina joined us, and she brought some banana bread and popcorn to share. A neighbor, Naomi, who's an opera singer, came by and sang, "My Lord, What a Morning." Georgina shared more about the flood, And she wept as she talked about the difference a group of people from Virginia had made in her life and in her marriage and in her hope. You did that. Christ in you. Well, why does this all matter? I'll share one reason. There are many more, but this is the one I woke up thinking about. We could just as easily have focused on all the things that people did wrong. But that's not how we follow Christ. That's not how we serve others. If we want to keep growing in service and outreach, I dare you to find Christ in three people by the end of the day and tell someone about it. Seeing Christ in others is a way we practice outreach every day of our lives. It's called grace. Bringing people home safely is what MDS does so well. And it's what the body of Christ does when it's at its best, like our group experienced last night. And it is grace. Christ is in you. Thanks be to God.